I'm Maya Kaylin, and welcome to the Gray Area Podcast, where we talk about all things black and white, but especially the gray. I've been procrastinating on starting this for maybe 2 to 3 years now. This was something that God placed on my heart, and I was like, the gray area, really? Like, we're supposed to be getting out of the gray, you know? But I also felt like there were so many seasons of my life where I didn't realize I was in the gray area. It's not necessarily white. It's not necessarily black. But, you know, the good and bad seasons, whether it be things that I feel like really both molded me to who I am today. But those seasons where you're just uncertain of what you want to do, whether it's a relationship, whether it's a friendship, whether it's your spiritual walk, whether it's a career goal, it's a career change, school, any of the things. I want to talk about it. I want to talk about the gray area of life. So let's get to it. Let's talk about dating. I'm single. I've been single now for 2 years. And everybody keeps saying the dating pool has pee in it. But I still feel like there's some misconceptions about what everyone wants. And I feel like no one's talking about it. So we're going to talk about it. We're going to get down to the nitty gritty. We're going to talk about it. So my question for you is, if someone today wants to approach you, how do you even do that? How do you go about that? What's tea? Because I was in a relationship for almost 6 years. I'm still new to this. So for me, I'm still in the bold and beautiful stage where you boldly say what you want. You boldly say, you know, you interested in him or he interested in you. So coming out into this dating world now, I'm like, what is going on? You will see someone. You will literally see someone out and about at the same event that you're at. And then they'll run home and message you like, Was that you I saw? What? You saw me and you did not speak and you were interested? Why didn't you say something? I feel like for me personally, that would automatically be a red flag. Because what's your intentions? If you're not bold enough to state your intentions in person, but you want to message me or, you know, whatever, I feel like that's kind of messaging me on the down low. Like you're trying to check the temperature. Return to sender. So how would you want someone to approach you? Everyone has their own different ways, but I don't know. I would say a couple weeks ago I was like this, but I was about to say I'm not someone who wants to approach the guy. Okay, I've been there, done that. I don't want to do it again. But I do think that if there was a conversation that I started, he would have to seal the deal. He would have to go the rest of the way. He would have to go for it. So I feel like if I wanted a guy who was interested in me to approach me, I would want him to be bold and confident and not be playing games. This ain't no one night stand. This ain't no hit it and quit it. This ain't none of that. If you're not coming over here to be serious, then get. So I feel like I would want someone to approach me with confidence, boldness. And I'm not talking about bold, like embarrassment or just being like, you know, hey, how you doing? Pickup line. If you do a pickup line, you better have made it from scratch. It better fit. I don't want to go next door and I'm over here another girl saying that you use the same line on her. I don't want none of that. I want mine to be custom. Give me a custom pickup line. Custom pickup line me, please. I feel like some people are scared to approach people, which is fine. I understand that. But would you want someone to approach you? Would you mind approaching them? I feel like even some of the guys are like, oh, I wouldn't mind it if a girl approached me. And then the girls are like, oh yeah, I don't mind it. But then there's also the other side where the guy is like, no, I'm approaching you. Or the girl's like, I'm not approaching you unless you approach me. So a little bit of everything. I just want to know what's tea. What do you know is tea? How do you want him to approach you? If your husband come, how do you want him to approach you? I just feel like, I don't know if I would like my husband right away. I feel like he would be annoying. Like, he would be someone that's like, oh, I couldn't stand him. And then, like, lo and behold, something happened and I got to know him more. And then I was like, oh, he kind of, you know. I don't know. I feel like that's how it would go for me. But I don't necessarily want it to go like that. But that's just how I feel. But yeah, I think I still want somebody to be bold and approach me. I want you to be bold and approach me. I don't want you to be scared. Because I also am just like, we're getting older. We're not playing no games, you know? Like, if you want what you see, you like what you see, then I think you should take the time to invest in it. And if the investment is pride and ego, then I think you should make the investment. And that goes for us women and men too. Because sometimes we can, you know, get it going. We don't have to necessarily propose, okay? Well, I'm not saying propose to the man, but I'm saying we could get the conversation started if we're interested, because sometimes we know we're interested before then. I'm not saying be thirsty, but kind of just, you know, go over there and test the water. Like, let me see if he catch my drift. Let me see if he take the bait and just go from there. May the Lord watch, okay? But I'm saying, if you want a husband, if you want a wife, what does that look like for you? How are you approaching them? How are you approaching them? I just want to know, honestly. I would love to see, you know, my fellow brothers and sisters in Christ get what they pray for, get what they asking for, but we also got to put in the work. If they take the bait, they take it. If they don't, they don't. If they don't like the bait, you can't debate. So corny. But how is everybody doing? How is everyone doing? When was the last time you got asked how you were doing without it being a segue into someone else wanting you to ask them how they're doing, but genuinely, someone genuinely asking you how you're doing without any strings attached? How's life? How's the goals? Is everything looking how you thought it would at this age? At this time in your career, are you liking your career as much? Are you liking where you are in life? Are you feeling inadequate? Are you feeling less than? Are you feeling, you know, like you have some questions? I got, what is going on in my life? What you doing? What you up to? Can I get an ETA of this blessing? Can I get an ETA of that blessing? I feel like right now I'm at a good point in my life. And I was just telling my best friend this. I've had to really reflect and say, when people ask me, how are you doing? I have to really stop and reflect and say, Maya is doing well. There's a lot of situations going on around me, but it's not my situation. They're not my situation. It's just with people that I love. You know, a lot of times we take on other people's burdens. And so that's something I'm learning, that even though I'm taking on that burden, that's really not even, that's not mine to carry. It's not theirs to carry. And I've had to really reflect and say, Maya's good. Maya's good. There's a lot of things going on around me, but that I would like to change. But Maya personally is good. And I love that for me. I really do. I think that I'm in a transition where I'm in a career transition. I'm in a friendship transition. I feel like right now I'm taking a lot of time to reflect on friendships. I'm taking a lot of time to reflect on career-based things, whether it be multiple careers, streams of income, things of that sort. I'll be 27 October 13th. So I've just been really taking time to reflect. I'm not really an age goal person, so I've never really had to worry about the stress of not reaching or meeting my own goals. But I feel like recently 30 has been, I feel like 30 is the big goal for a lot of females, because society puts this pressure on us to have so much completed and figured out by 30. So I do find myself paying attention more to the, you know, that number 30, because I'll be 27 this year. So I'm really close to 30, but I do feel good about, you know, everything else. I feel like Of course, I want to see results faster in my career. I want to see faster results in making the money, saving the money. But I've just had to take time and reflect and say, I think I'm good. I think I'm good. I'm enjoying it. I really want to smell the roses while they're here. I don't want to wait until the season is over and try to find some roses to smell. I want to smell them while they're here. They're fresh. They're blooming. They're blossoming. All the things. I'm doing good. I'm doing good. And I think I will go into my next part. So I wanted to end this with just saying that even though there's so many gray areas in life, I believe that God allows us to go through these things for a reason, for a purpose. And sometimes we don't have our friends to lean on because maybe they haven't even experienced that gray area yet, or maybe they didn't struggle with it and it wasn't really a gray area for them. I think I've just been really reflecting on how much I actually need God outside of my friend, outside of people I depend on. Not saying I have an amazing village, okay? I have an amazing village where I grew up, and I have an amazing village from when I moved away and bought this house. So I'm very fortunate, but I think I've been dealing with a lot of, you know, internal thoughts and internal things about myself that no one has said about me. And I believe that part of it is the enemy, you know, getting in my mind and getting in those weak points when I'm not in my word, when I don't study my word like I'm supposed to. And I do feel like right now that's one of my gray areas. I haven't been in my word as much as I need to be. And I feel like that's probably why I've been experiencing so many different attacks. And for me, it's just been me feeling inadequate, not feeling like I measure up to make these transitions and solidify them in Christ. I think for me, I was very comfortable living lukewarm. I was very comfortable with not having to work that hard to live a righteous life. Like that wasn't a thing for me. I'm like, I'm a church girl. I was born in, so I should automatically get into heaven. And that's not something that I automatically thought of, but I think that's kind of how the thought process went, if I could describe it the best way possible. But with that being said, that made me think of the scripture about Moses, and it made me think about the story of Moses, really, and how he felt inadequate. And this is Exodus 4. Verse 10, it says, and this is the Message Bible, it says, Moses raised another objection to God. Master, please, I don't talk well. I've never been good with words, neither before nor after you spoke to me. I stutter and I stammer. God said, and who do you think made the human mouth? Okay. Who do you think made the human mouth? And who makes some mute, some deaf, some sighted, some blind? Isn't it I, God? So get going. So get going. I'll be right there with you, with your mouth. I'll be right there to teach you what to say. He said, oh, master, please send somebody else. You know, we always say that. Get somebody else to do it. Get somebody else to do it. God got angry with Moses. Don't you have a brother, Aaron, the Levite? He's good with words. I know he is. He speaks very well. In fact, at this very moment, he's on his way to meet you. When he sees you, he's going to be glad. You'll speak to him and tell him what to say. I'll be right there with you as you speak with him as he speaks, teaching you step by step. He will speak to the people for you. He'll act as your mouth, but you'll decide what comes out of it. Now take this staff in your hand. You'll use it to do the signs. When I was reminded of that, I think for me, it spoke to me in a way where it's like, I didn't ask you. It reminded me when you're a kid and your mom is like, who did this or whatever, and you answer with an additional answer. I didn't ask you all that. I that's not what I asked you. I said, who did this, not who did that. And I believe that's really what God wants for us. Even with me, you know, launching out into the deep and launching this podcast. For me, it's easy to talk to people. I talk to clients every day. I talk to, you know, I could talk to a rock. I tell people all the time, I could talk to a rock if I wanted to. But that scripture reminded me of how God is always going to equip you. He's never going to call you to something He's not equipping you with. So if He's already equipped me with a title for this, He's already equipped me with the ideas and the words and, you know, the wisdom to come up with the topic to talk about for this podcast, why would I ever be like, God, I don't know if I can do that. You know, I don't know who's going to watch it. I don't know who's, like, He didn't ask any of that, even if it's one person. The same way He left the 99 for the one, that's all that matters when we go forth and we do ministry. I think whether it's dating, whether it's friendships, whether it's career, we have to make sure that as long as it pleases God, it really doesn't matter the number. It doesn't matter the quantity. If it's quality to God, that's all that matters. So you don't have to worry about feeling inadequate because He's already equipped you to feel more than. When you feel less than, God is more than. He's the more than that you need to fulfill your promise. The promise that you have for your life that He has given you. He's already written your story. All you have to do is act it out. We just actors and actresses, okay? He already added in the mistakes, the mess ups. He already added in, oh, they probably gonna backslide for the 15th time. They probably gonna sin after they just told me they wouldn't do it. They probably gonna, okay, yeah. They know how, like, stubborn they are, and they still gonna go out there and do this, and I told them not to. He already put all that into the melting pot, and it equaled Him for giving us His grace and His mercy. And it's not to say that we should take advantage of it, but it's to say, okay, whenever we're feeling inadequate, God is greater than. God is greater than. He's more than. It's the same way He said to Moses, did I not create the mouth? What else did He create? He created the ideas that He's giving you. He's created the husband for you. He's created the wife for you. He's created the career for you. He's created the people that will get blessed by you. Even if you have 2 to 3 customers starting out with, if 2 to 3 people get blessed, who cares about the 500, the millions of people? That's enough. That's enough, because you can reach the masses and not bless no one. Imagine that. You got 500 people and, you know, they all coming to you, but no one left changed. No one left, you know, everyone left with the same baggage. Everyone left feeling the same, you know, whether you have friendship, you could have a whole crowd of people around you, but no one can know that what you're going through is really tearing you up on the inside. There's so many different scenarios that I think about feeling inadequate in my 20s. Now I'm entering into, you know, quote unquote, my late 20s. But I think about so many times where I've told God that I'm less than, when He's already showing me that I'm more than. Anytime He gives you an idea, this is my personal opinion. Anytime He gives you an idea, I feel like it's because He already knows that you're more than. The moment He gives you that idea, it's not for you to dissect and be like, God, how do I do it? Sometimes it's just for you to do and to trust Him. Sometimes God gives us seeds to say, oh, do you trust me? Let's see. Let me give this to them. Let me see how much they trust me. Let me see how much they really trust me. They said, Father, I'll serve you. Yes to your will. Yes to your way. Okay. You want to be refined? You want to be tried by fire? We all just sung that song. He's going to try you. He's going to test out your faith. Even though it only takes a mustard seed, He's going to stretch that mustard seed. He's going to dissect that mustard seed. He's going to get all up in that mustard seed, okay? He wants every inch of that mustard seed. He don't care how small it is. If that's your all, that's enough for God. He wants to stretch it Himself. He wants to stretch it Himself. So the moment you feel inadequate, just think about Moses. Think about Moses. Think about the woman with the issue of blood. She could have given up. She could have been like, you know what? I'm bleeding. That's gross. They don't want me in society, so let me just stay over here. No, she waited years. She waited years, and she trusted in the promises of God. She trusted that one day the Messiah is going to come, and all I need to do is touch the hem of His garment. All I need to do is touch the hem of His garment. I don't need nothing else. I don't need Him to lay hands. Y'all asking for a hand. I don't need none of that. I just need a little mustard seed. I just need a little mustard seed to touch the hem of his garment. And that's what you should go into every gray area thinking about. That's what you should go into every circumstance thinking about, going into the black and white. How can I make this black or white? How can I make this plain? You don't have to make it plain by yourself. You can go to Jesus. Take it to Jesus. My bishop just said that. Take it to Jesus. Whatever it is, take it to Jesus. And I'm even speaking to myself. I'm not perfect. I think that even with doing these episodes and doing this podcast, that God will speak to me the same way I'm trying to encourage someone else. He's going to bless me for it. He's going to put a word for me inside of me. And I'm going to say it and be like, oh, wow, God, okay, that was for me. But I do pray that whenever you're feeling inadequate, that you remember that you're not alone. If the more inadequate you feel, that's actually the more God wants to bless you. That's you're more of the person that God wants to bless. God doesn't want the person that knows everything. He can't do nothing with them. When you humble yourself and say, God, I don't know if I can do this, that's when he can do something with it. That's when he can take that something and make it something, like when he can take that nothing and make it something. He's your more than when you're feeling less than. Even when you're feeling more than, he's more than that. He's even more. He's greater. He's greater than. That's something to think about. So thank you for tuning in to my first episode of the Gray Area Podcast. I pray that this blesses someone. I pray that someone can take something out of it. And I pray you come back. Come back for next week's episode. Come back for the week after that and the week after that. I'm going to talk about these gray areas with you as I navigate through my own gray areas. So always remember, the Lord is kind, the Lord is faithful, and thank you so much for tuning in. See you later.